I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa lauded the late Archbishop Desmond Tutu as South Africa's moral compass and national conscience as the country bade farewell at a state funeral Saturday to a hero of the struggle against apartheid. Tutu died last Sunday at the age of 90. In his eulogy, Ramaphosa called Tutu a crusader in the struggle for freedom, for justice, for equality, and for peace, not just in South Africa, but around the world. The funeral took place in St. George's Cathedral, Cape Town, where for years Tutu preached against racial injustice. The president then handed over the national flag to Tutu's widow, Nomalisa Leah, who sat in a wheelchair in the front row of the congregation. She wore a purple scarf, the color of her late husband's clerical robes. Tutu's body will be cremated and then his ashes interred behind the cathedral's pulpit. Europe has surpassed 100 million cases of coronavirus since the pandemic began nearly 2 years ago. This according to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Worldwide, nearly 290 million cases have been recorded. Nearly 5 million of Europe's cases were reported in the last 7 days. 17 European countries set new records for total numbers of cases thanks to the highly contagious Omicron variant. France reported more than 1 million of those cases, joining the United States, India, Brazil, Britain, and Russia, and confirming more than 10 million cases since the pandemic began. India's health ministry reported 22,775 new cases of the coronavirus Saturday, saying the new cases bring the country's Omicron variant count to 1,431. Public health officials have warned that the totals are likely underreported. VOA News. Germany wants to use its presidency of the Group of Seven to support the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic and strengthen efforts to improve climate protection. That's what Finance Minister Christian Lindner said on Saturday. Lindner said in a tweet, Germany has taken over the G7 presidency for 2022. The G7 countries stand for freedom, democracy, and progress. With this in mind, we must overcome the pandemic and drive the global economic recovery. Lindner is the party leader of the Liberal Free Democrats, the junior partner in Chancellor Olaf Scholz's three-way ruling coalition. He said he wanted to put questions of digitization and climate neutrality on the top of the agenda of finance ministers and central bank governors during their G7 meetings. The United Arab Emirates will ban non-vaccinated citizens from traveling abroad from January 10th, according to a state news agency on Saturday, citing the Foreign Ministry and the National Emergency Crisis and Disaster Management Authority. The report said fully vaccinated citizens would also require a booster shot to be eligible to travel. The ban would not apply to those with medical or humanitarian exemptions. Palestinian militants in Gaza fired 2 rockets toward the Mediterranean Sea on Saturday, causing an explosion off the shore of Tel Aviv. This, according to Israel's military, police said there were no casualties or damage. At least 12 people died and 13 were injured at a stampede at a religious shrine in India as thousands of pilgrims massed to offer prayers, according to officials. Thousands of supporters of Iraq's Hashed al-Shaabi Alliance of Armed Groups mark the upcoming second anniversary of the U.S. killing of a revered Iranian commander and his Iraqi lieutenant in a Baghdad drone strike. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un puts the economy first and center of an agenda-setting speech at the end of a key ruling party meeting, this according to state media, with no mention of the United States. Amid a wave of COVID-19 cases driven by the Omicron variant, dozens of colleges are making plans to move classes online for at least the first week of the semester, and those are U.S. colleges. Harvard University is among them. It's moving classes online for the first 3 weeks of the new year. The University of Chicago is delaying its new term and holding its first 2 weeks online. Others like Michigan State are inviting students back to campus but starting classes online. Many colleges hope an extra week or two will get them past the peak of the surge. And Holocaust survivor Gertrude Pressburger has died at the age of 94. She became famous during Austria's 2016 presidential campaign. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.